Meineke and Bourbonnais opened its doors over 30 years ago in 1991 in the same location it's always been, off the corner of Latham Drive and Route 45. What began as the place to go for mufflers and brakes soon turned into a full-service auto repair center after Bill took the shop over in 2006. Now Bill is celebrating over 17 years at Meineke on Latham Drive, and the shop is busier than ever. From full computer diagnostics to engine repairs, tires to tune-ups, oil changes, air conditioning, classic car repairs, and more, the list is shorter of what Bill and the crew at Meineke don't fix. And that's not much. So next time you have a concern with your car or truck, call the friendly folks at Meineke on Latham Drive in Bourbonnais, or make an appointment online at Meineke.com. Meineke, doing car care right for over 30 years in Bourbonnais. Welcome to Kankakee Podcast News. I'm Jake Lamore. This week's episode is brought to you by the Okubalan History Center at the corner of Station and South 4th Avenue in Kankakee. This gallery hosts exhibits to highlight the great Okubalan Black people history. Here are your local news headlines from this past week, with today being Friday, May 17th, 2024. A raging inferno consumed a detached garage on South Cannon Avenue in Kankakee late last Friday night, resulting in an estimated $120,000 in damages. The Country Herald reports the Kankakee City Fire Department responded to the call around 10:30 p.m. and fought to contain the blaze, threatening nearby safety. Inside the garage, a vehicle bore $80,000 of the losses. The intense fire also melted siding on neighboring garages. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. Amidst concerns of a salmonella outbreak, the Kankakee County Health Department is investigating cases linked to Cracker Barrel in Bourbonnais. According to a press release from Tuesday, May 14th, 8 individuals have fallen ill after consuming prepared food there. Cracker Barrel voluntarily closed its doors on May 4th and is cooperating with the investigation. The Kankakee County Health Department emphasizes safe food handling practices and offers medical guidance. Symptoms typically last 4 to 7 days, with most recovering without treatment. The health department urges affected individuals to report illnesses promptly for further investigation. 73-year-old Keith Hess has been found guilty of 6 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse by a Kankakee County jury after just over an hour of deliberation. First Assistant State's Attorney Carol Costello and Assistant State's Attorney Alyssa Moshecki led the prosecution, while Manteno Police Department officers, detectives, and child network advocates supported the investigation. Despite existing loopholes in Illinois law, State Representative Jackie Haas advocates for reform with HB 1390. The defendant awaits sentencing. 45-year-old Brandon C. Taylor of St. Anne was arrested Tuesday by Kankakee Area Metropolitan Enforcement Group agents on multiple drug charges, according to the Daily Journal. Assisted by several law enforcement agencies, agents executed a search warrant at Taylor's residence, seizing 21.7 grams of suspected methamphetamine, 0.2 grams of suspected fentanyl, and 2 grams of suspected crack cocaine. Taylor faces multiple charges, including possession with intent to deliver, and is being detained at the Jerome Combs Detention Center. Kankakee County officials will see pay increases over the next 4 years. The Kankakee County Board, as reported by the Daily Journal, approved a 4% increase in raises on Tuesday, starting December 1st, for the auditor, circuit clerk, coroner, and recorder of deeds, followed by 3% annual raises for 3 years. The board chairman will get 3% increases for the next 2 years. The decision, made to align with salaries in similar Illinois counties, also raises board members' per diem rates. Chad Scanlon, Kankakee County board member for District 12, resigned effective Tuesday, reports the Daily Journal. Scanlon, who previously served as Hersher police chief, cited his new job with Hersher Public Works as a conflict. Robert Lowry, a Republican, will replace Scanlon pending board approval in June. Scanlon, elected in November of 2022, expressed gratitude for the bipartisan support he received. Lowry will face Democrat Araceli Sharper in the upcoming November election.
The Village of Bourbonnais has announced openings for part-time seasonal park rangers to ensure safety and order in the village's new community campus. Reporting to the assistant village administrator, duties involve patrolling parks, enforcing rules, and maintaining a pleasant environment. Applicants must be 18 or older, need to have a high school diploma or equivalent, an Illinois driver's license, and must pass background and drug tests. Previous experience is preferred. You must apply by May 28, 2024 through email or Dropbox submissions. Bradley Village trustees approved three contracts worth over $11.5 million for the Bradley Sports Complex at Monday night's Village Board meeting. The 126-acre project, costing $45 million, aims to be ready for youth baseball and softball by May 2025. The Daily Journal reports the contracts awarded include $3.2 million to Musco Sports Lighting, $1.62 million to Abbey Paving Company, and $6.71 million to Tenco Excavating Incorporated. The complex is expected to significantly boost local development and attract thousands of visitors. The Bradley Bourbonnais Community High School referendum recommendation, initially slated for May, is being delayed until June. The Daily Journal reports a volunteer community team will present feedback from engagement sessions and a survey proposing a $69.8 million upgrade, including a field house and dining commons. Superintendent Matt Vosberg cited coordination delays. The board will review the recommendation on June 13th with a possible special meeting or July vote. The filing deadline for the November ballot is August 19th. Kankakee County farmers are behind in planting due to persistent rains. The Daily Journal is reporting less than 20% of soybeans and below 25% of corn have been planted by early May, lagging behind state averages. Farm Bureau Director Corbin Collins urges patience, noting there's still time to complete planting without impacting yields. However, if significant progress isn't made by late May, concerns will grow as farmers aim to plant 312,000 acres locally. Essential Smoothies has bid farewell to Northfield Square Mall and is gearing up for a fresh start at 270 South Schuyler Avenue in Bradley. If they pass the necessary inspections, they will open starting today, May 17th. Operating hours are from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sundays, with the added convenience of a drive-thru. Uplifted Bistro was the previous business to operate in this location near the corner of South Schuyler Avenue and Broadway in Bradley. The Hersher Pilot reports Jana Hartman and Jeff Pafford of Limestone Township are taking the reins at Jay's Home and Hardware in Hersher, formerly Martin and Sons and Hardware Hank. Their son Brandon plans to join the team. With a construction background, they will prioritize stocking essentials like electrical, plumbing, and lumber. They plan to expand offerings to include pet supplies, propane, and more, along with community services like UPS drop-offs and lottery ticket sales. Renovations will precede their mid-July grand opening. Joy's Hallmark in the Meadowview Shopping Center is bidding farewell to loyal patrons after 44 years in business. The closure is attributed to the conclusion of their lease at Meadowview, rising costs, and online competition. It marks the end of an era. Gratitude is extended to dedicated employees and customers. A closing sale offering 10% off all items began on Monday, May 13th, with doors remaining open until the end of June. Joy's Hallmark reflects on cherished memories as they embark on their retirement. Retro City Collectibles inside Northfield Square Mall is under new ownership and gearing up for changes. The news was shared on their Facebook page this past Wednesday. The post did not specify who the new ownership is. Currently focused on Pokemon, the store will soon expand to offer a wide range of video games, Pokemon cards, Funko Pops, and other collectibles. Retro City Collectibles first opened its doors inside the mall this past fall of 2023. The Manteno Chamber of Commerce held its annual awards dinner last night at Manteno Sportsman's Club. The Silva Group earned this year's Community Leader Award.
The Chamber of Commerce does a lot for people. You know, anywhere I could ever help or chip in, I wish I could volunteer my time a little bit more often. The stuff that they do for the community is amazing. You know, a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes. A lot of people don't realize the hours that get spent into stuff like that. I just thank them for everything that they do. And of course, you know, the stuff that goes on, like I said, behind the scenes. I thank each and every one of them, but they always just know that I'm always here, backing them up in their corner.
Other awards given out last night include Ashley Peterson for Influencer of the Year, The Well for Rising Star, Summa Bros Barbershop for Small Business of the Year, and Taylor Ford for Large Business of the Year. Today, May 17th, the Bourbonnais Police Department will hold their Cop on a Rooftop fundraiser at two Dunkin' locations at 112 East Bethel Drive from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Gas and Wash at 46 West Bourbonnais Parkway from 5 a.m. to noon. Donations support Special Olympics Illinois and the Illinois Law Enforcement Torch Run. Contributors receive a coupon for a free donut and a smile from officers. Other police departments will celebrate Cop on a Rooftop at Dunkin' locations in Manteno and Kankakee as well. Time now to find out what local events are happening in the area this weekend. First is our live music happenings with King Music on Broadway and Bradley. Use promo code KankakeePod at kingmusic.com for 10% off your order. Promo code KankakeePod at kingmusic.com for 10% off.
Welcome, music lovers, to the heart of Kankakee, where the rhythm of our city pulses with the beat of live music. This is Ben King, your guide through this week's sonic landscape of our vibrant community, proudly brought to you by King Music and the Kankakee Podcast. Picture this. The sun dipping below the horizon, casting a warm glow over the bustling streets. People of all ages, backgrounds, and tastes converge upon our local venues, drawn together by the promise of unforgettable performances. And now, let's take a sneak peek into this weekend's upcoming music events that'll have you tapping your toes and moving your feet.
Tonight is Hunter Kevlahan at the Wine Cafe in Wilmington at 7 p.m., Big Dog Mercer at Slippery Noodle Inn, in Indy at 8 p.m., Jake Vaughn at Rusty Gator in Bedford, Indiana at 7 p.m. On Saturday, Alan Lasky Combo will be at the Kankakee Farmers Market at 9:30 a.m., Nick Kemp at Essex Fest 1885 Farm to Table from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nicole Barron Montgomery and Josh Allen at Safari West Avenue in Kankakee at 6 p.m., Aroma Park Fireman Dance with Bezo and Friends and Southside Social Club at Aroma Park Boat Club at 6 p.m., Hayden Corville at Tipsy Turtle in Chabance at 8 p.m., Justin Daniel of Carrying Torches will be at the Dam Tap in Kankakee at 8 p.m., JD and the Fuzz at Evil Horse Brewing in Crete at 7 p.m., Cat's Pajamas at On the Rocks in Kankakee at 9 p.m., Big Dog Mercer at Backcourt B&G in Crown Point, Indiana at 8 p.m., and Jake Vaughn at Buckle Down Brewing in Lyons at 7 p.m. And for Sunday, May 19th, is the 34th Annual Rhubarb Festival at the Kankakee County Museum, featuring Tim the Tune Man, Shelby Ryan, Kankakee Valley Symphony Orchestra, and the Champagne Experience. You can also catch Ryan Leggett at 815 in downtown Kankakee at 4 p.m.
So mark your calendars, spread the word, and let the music carry you away. Keep tuning into the Kankakee Podcast for weekly local music events. Until next time, let's keep the rhythm alive, Kankakee.
The Kankakee Public Library will have a display of the Portrait of a Soldier exhibit from tomorrow through the 29th on its third floor. The exhibit honors Illinois soldiers killed in action since September 11, 2001, through graphic portraits by artist Cameron Schilling. A special program will take place tomorrow featuring former Governor Patrick Quinn and Senator Patrick Joyce to commemorate these veterans. The event is open to the public and aims to honor and remember true American heroes. Local author Gregory M. Thompson will be appearing at Rubber Rose Books in Kankakee tomorrow from noon to 3 p.m. He'll have copies of his newest book, Forest Treasures, for purchase. He will also have copies of his previous works for sale. You can check out nightcrynovel.com for more info. The Kankakee Valley Theater Association presents Comedy Night with WGN-TV's Pat Tomasulo tomorrow night at the Lincoln Cultural Center. You can learn more and buy tickets at kvta.org. Southland Championship Wrestling will host Retaliation at the Majestic in downtown Kankakee tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Riverside Healthcare will host a Mental Health Awareness Fair tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at their Atrium Building on Kennedy Drive in Bradley. And the Kankakee County Museum will hold its 34th annual Rhubarb Festival this Sunday, May 19th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Small Memorial Park. This fundraising event features vendors, a kids' zone, pie eating and baking contests, live entertainment, historic tours, and special exhibits. Rhubarb pies and jams will be available for purchase, benefiting the museum. Participants for contests can register via email or phone. For more details, you can visit KankakeeCountyMuseum.com. Those are your Kankakee Podcast News headlines for Friday, May 17th, 2024. Brought to you by the Akubalan History Center at the corner of Station Street and South 4th Avenue in Kankakee. I'm Jake Lamore. Thank you so much for listening. This Monday on Kankakee Podcast, we will hear the second installment of Yarn Factory Listeners that was recorded live at Flanagan's Irish Pub in downtown Kankakee this past Tuesday, May 14th.
Just sparked this interest in it. I played day and night with this trumpet. And my mom had been sick. She was in the hospital. She was discharged home. And I wanted to do something for her. So I asked her, I'm like, what do you want me to play for you? And for her, she was sort of bedridden. So she watched TV a lot. And she said the Montel Williams theme song.
Patreon subscribers have early access to this episode right now. Become a supporter at patreon.com/KankakeePodcast. Have a great weekend.